Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, the most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star Is Born talent event and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. Well, I tell you, this month has been just, woo, one busy month, and July is going to be even busier. I do want to send out a shout-out to Mika Jean, say happy birthday. Her and Jackson have a comedy show here in Bridgeport this month, and it just recently, and it was the bomb. That's all I can say. The comedians showed out, everybody. I'm hoping to get at least four more of those people on my show come August, God willing. My nephew TJ graduated. He off to the Army with his cousin Tasia. My Tina cousin gave a big cookout for the family this past weekend. It was wonderful. I had so much fun with my family and my friend Yo-Yo who came out. It was just a blessing because some of us, most of us don't see each other. You know, it's been quite some time. If you would like to help me and going to Israel or donate something, you can still do that by going to the show page. The information is up there for the GoFundMe, or you can send it directly to Cash App. I would be very grateful for anything you're able to do. I'll be doing comedy at a private party in August. I'll tell you a little bit more about that if I'm able to do the show before then. If not, I'll tell you all about it after it's over. Remember, the Summer Groove is coming up. It's going to be at Seaside Under the Dome. Ernest Brown, a bunch of others are giving this. And I believe all the DJs, like DJ Juan Kuhn, all of them will be out there August the 12th. And far as I know, it's supposed to be free this year. Please make sure you are out there. Today we are talking about, you know, the topic is by Felicia, ending bad relationships. So, you can say by Felix, whatever it is, or any type of relationship that you have to end in order to progress and to be successful, you know, in spirit and truth, in your soul, in your mind, to protect yourself from toxic people, you know. So think about that. I'm going to give you a little background on the show real quick. I've been doing this 13 years, over 400 guests, over 200 episodes, over 10,000 listeners reaching the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Malaysia, Japan, Dominican Republic, South Africa, and Nigeria. So I want to give a shout out to all those overseas who are listening and people who are listening right here in the U.S. Thank you. Thank you. And I will be reading some of the past guests, added some more people on that I forgot to mention. So let's move on. Scriptures. Can't have this show without scriptures first. Okay, so we're talking about ending bad relationships. So I'm going to give you some scriptures that can kind of help with that and kind of, you know, inspire you to grow. And I'm talking about me too now, okay, because I'm not exempt. 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Amos 3:3. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to meet? And basically that's saying, are you walking, in the right direction? You know, is the person walking opposite of you, or are you walking opposite of them? You know, you're not going to grow in any kind of way being together. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. And I love this book of Ecclesiastes because to me it is very, very encouraging, and it's funny at the same time because it's just so simple. You know what I mean? Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans of for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. So if you with somebody that's not giving you a future, that's not giving you a hope, you know it's time to bounce. Okay, stop playing games. Stop wasting time. You know, we had, 15 million people around the world pass away from COVID just a few years ago. So, you know, ain't no time to be dealing with relationships that ain't going nowhere. You know, my cousin was using this term. I don't want to say it, you know, but it's a F boy or an F girl. I didn't know what that meant. But if you're dealing with that, let it go. Romans 12:17-21. Repay no evil for evil, but give good thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves. Hold on now. Yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And I'm going to stop it right there. My great-grandmother used to say that to me all the time because I had such a bad temper. If you got me, I was getting you. Well, I was getting you before you got me. And I was very young and immature, and that's how I dealt with things, you know, and it's taken some time to mature and practice and try to not do that and be the opposite of doing that and trying to be stable and keep a peace of mind means a whole lot to me now. Genesis 2:24 says, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you can confess to him You can confess in the eyes of witnesses of people that you know you can trust that ain't going to take your business and put it out in the street or try to destroy you for what you have disclosed. But if you are around mature seasoned Christians, they will not do that, guarantee. So in any case, I'm going to move on. And I know that my first caller has called in. So condolences. If anybody has passed away, I really didn't write no names down because didn't have anyone that I knew, a friend or a close relative or anybody that passed away. God, thank God, you know what I'm saying? So anybody that has lost a loved one, my condolences to you and your family. You know, may God heal your heart and just cover you in his love and in his blood. Donations. You can give to myself or Diamonds in the Rough by ordering my art or my books or both. Go to my website, which is up here on the show page. You can read the descriptions, choose what you want, then contact me via text, inbox, DM, or email, and I will call you back for serious inquiries. Payments can be made by Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or if I see you in person, that's Square or Cash. You can contact me at 203-952-9807. If you'd like to book me as an MC to teach, I have a master's degree in education, to preach, I am ordained. I've been preaching since 2009 and definitely ministering through this show for the past 13 years. But run a class, a forum on sexual assault, domestic violence, which I am certified in as a spoken word artist, comedian, actress / director, business consultant, reach out to me. Fees and honorariums are mandatory. Payment plans for art is definitely accepted. So I'm going to go to a very short musical break, and then I am going to plug my first caller in. Be patient. Oh, here we go. She said bye-bye.
Bye, Felicia.
I don't even know who this version is by, but it is definitely by Felicia. There was so many versions to pick from, but I wanted to choose something appropriate in case kids, teens are listening to the show. and try to keep it family-oriented without a bunch of cussing and nasty stuff. So I am going to plug my first caller in right now. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, everybody? This is Key Dollar.
I'm doing well, man. First off, before we get started, I see you doing big things out here. My hat's off to you. I hear all the different hats you wear. Hey, keep doing that, man. You're definitely blessed. And, hey, the fact that you spreading this blessing with everybody else, I just appreciate you inviting me to this platform, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes. God is good. Been 13 years and stuff like that, but about you, Key Dollar, you calling out of New Haven, Connecticut. I have seen you perform several times. I didn't remember you at Jackson's event.
Definitely. I wasn't funny enough, man. So it was meant to be.
Well, you was funny
like.
Then. Shoot.
Yes, man.
You had me hollering. So tell me, why comedy out of all the professions in the world?
So the reason I decided I wanted to pursue this comedy thing, growing up, I always wanted to be like in movies and be an actor and stuff. So when I was in college, somebody made a suggestion. They was like, yo, man, you pretty funny. You ever thought about doing stand-up comedy? At the time, I wasn't really too familiar with stand-up comedy. But when they made the suggestion, the first time I ever got on stage was at DC Improv. I ended up getting the mic turned off on me and everything. It was crazy. Most people probably got back on stage, but yeah, that's why I got it, man. I use it not only to follow my dreams, try to get into acting, but I also use it as therapy as well. So
yes. And like they said, laughter is like medicine to the soul. So you also are helping other people as well, because you don't know. There could be somebody that's in that crowd that need that laugh desperately.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you can
bring
them right up out of that. Yes. So tell me, when you were young, did you have thoughts of wanting to do comedy, or did you start off doing something else?
When I was younger, like I said, I wasn't too, like, I knew about certain comedians and all that stuff, but I necessarily didn't really want to become a comedian when I was younger. I always knew I wanted to get into acting. So when this person who made the suggestion, they're like, yeah, you should do stand-up comedy, because a lot of comedians, they get into acting that way. The person who made that suggestion, they actually was a talent agent for the CAA. That's a creative arts agency. That really lit the fire behind me. But as I progressed through the comedy game, I realized, man, this comedy thing is a part of me. This is who I am. Even times where I don't even really feel good in life, as soon as I get that mic in my hand and I get on that stage and I got people looking, snap right out of it and it's game time.
Exactly. That's how it is. I'm the same way. It's just like, not as far as just comedy, but other, platforms that I've been on with spoken word and acting and everything. And it's like, as soon as you get on the stage, it's like you just wake up. You know what I mean? You just all into it, excited,
That's how you know you're doing the right thing.
And so tell me, how does your family feel? Have they supported you since the beginning? Or was they like, that ain't no field to be taken up? What did they think?
Oh, man. You must have been talking to my mother, huh? You must have been talking to my mother. Yeah, so it's crazy, right? So a lot of people don't know this about me, but I graduated from Georgetown University in D.C., so
what?
I was at Howard
down the street.
Oh, okay. I got banned from Howard, man. So we got banned from Howard, man. Yeah. I graduated from Georgetown, and I actually got started probably like my first time ever performing was like my sophomore junior year in college. home. But it's crazy because once I made my mind up back then, and me and my parents, they heard I was doing stand-up comedy. My stepfather, he was like, hey, he was like, what? He was like, hold on, I'm paying all this money. You got a Georgetown degree and you want to be a comedian? He said, well, that's the biggest joke I heard all the time. So he got the joke. But so initially I had a little drawback, but as they seen it, I definitely made my mind up and I wasn't stopping, and the progress that I've been making, they definitely hopped on the support and like big time. You get what I'm saying? So they're instrumental in getting me like a bunch of corporate gigs right now too. Cause they looped in.
That's awesome.
Yes, man.
Yes. Yes, that is awesome, because that's rare, you know, to find family members that are committed to helping you grow whatever it is that you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I remember going into college. When I first went to college, I was at Wilberforce University, first generation, going away to a university. So everything was all new. Nobody ain't know what they was talking about. And I wanted to take art. They was like, Art ain't no field. That ain't nothing you can make money from. I mean, they was going in and nobody had been to college, mind you.
Got the most to say. Yep. That's real.
You know what I mean? But, you know, so how do you have, you know, kids and stuff like that? Do they look up to you as a father doing it?
Yeah, so I'm married and I got three kids. Me and my wife, we been together, I want to say probably like 10, 11 years, but we've been married for like five of them. We have three kids. We have an 8-year-old
God
son, his name is Kaden. Thank you. We have a 4-year-old daughter, her name Kennedy, and then we have a 2-year-old son named Kobe. Yeah, all these babies in the world. We looking for a babysitter, so let me know.
Let me tell you something, Key Dollar. I don't babysit nobody, and if I do, it's like once every other year, because it's my time. I have worked with kids and been, you know, in all capacities since I was 8 years old. I have 12 grown godchildren and 17 nieces and nephews. Helped raise my brother and sister for a short time. People always drop their kids off to me when I was young. And now I'm like, I wish I would. I don't got the energy to be chasing nobody. I love kids now. I love them. I've been in education for a while, but ain't nobody child over here.
Man, it sound like, you sound like my mother right now, man. You really was talking to my mother, man. I've been trying to drop my kids off for the past 2 weekends, and I've been seeing her on live in the club, man. What's up? What happened to the old school grandmother, man? So, yeah, man. But my youngest one, my 8-year-old, yeah, nah, she don't be playing no games, man. She got to catch me if you can. And she be outside. But my 8-year-old, he tried stand-up comedy before. So he's into, like, performing and all that good stuff. He plays saxophone. So, yeah, I've been on the radio a couple times. I've got interviewed by, like, the Electric Drum on 94.3. And so he was actually in the car, and he was listening to the radio station as I was actually doing the interview. So he know how to connect the two. And I feel like
who with Jerry or Juan?
No, my son, Kaden.
No, I was saying you did 94.3.
Oh yeah, with Juan. Juan Castillo. So
Juan can
the first interview I did, I was in the studio with Juan Castillo. But then that's when COVID came and all that good stuff. And I want to say, matter of fact, it was the Super Bowl, the day of the Super Bowl, I was actually featured on the Electric Drum. So I did a good interview with Wanda Coppedge.
Okay.
Yes,
that's awesome. I love Juan. I love Jerry.
Yeah.
They're all good men, you know, that I've looked up to that are honest, genuine men that are, you know, doing positive things. So that's wonderful that you did that. I did it as well many years ago. And it's always a great opportunity because it helps you to hone in your skills and, you know, of course, let people know who you are and what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
But like Gerald Kelly, who started his son off, who's been on the show before, you are doing the same thing with your son. And that's awesome. That's awesome. So in any case, do you think that you would be a father and son duo up on the stage one day?
I definitely, if my son decides it's something he definitely want to pursue, and I mean, by all means, that's my goal. I love to have that. But if it's something that if he don't want to do it and he's passionate about something else, I'm willing to fill his cup either way. But like I said, he do the stand-up comedy, but he also know how to play that saxophone. So I know Gerald Kelly and his son coming with the jokes, but me and my son pulling up with the jokes and saxophone, man. So they better hurry up, man.
All right.
We're going to try to get on the next show, man. We're going to try to get on the Fathers and Sons Comedy Tour, man. Shout out to Gerald Kelly.
Okay.
Man, big things, man. That's my guy.
That's dope, and I hope I have a ticket waiting for me so I could be a witness.
Well, we'll see. I got you.
Okay, no doubt. Let me know. I love supporting the children in any way that I can, besides babysitting.
I got a good idea. I think it'll be. I think it'll work if you allow me to put it out there. So
yeah, no doubt.
That being said, I think we should definitely talk about and possibly brainstorm. Let's have like a kid talent show. I'll host it. You get what I'm saying? Kids and their parents.
I can't say yes to that just yet because Star Is Born has been my brand with Diamonds in the Rough, where I, you know, was given talent shows for the youth for years. And then, I stopped it because I went through a homelessness for quite a while. And my back situation is what started that, you know. Not being able to work and stuff like that. I battled that, and it was nothing but the enemy to stop me from finishing and completing what I had started. We can talk, though. We could definitely talk.
We can definitely talk.
But before the interview ends, I really want to ask you about Bi Felicia or Bi Felix, whatever you want to call it. Tell me about a time that you had to end a bad relationship. It could be friendship, too.
I'm going to tell you about the time I had to end a bad relationship. But before I do that, I'm going to circle back on what you just said. You get what I'm saying? You go through things for a reason. You get what I'm saying? So the fact that you was able to go through that bout and come back that much stronger, everything, you get what I'm saying? Your story is your testimony, so maybe it was for me to put that idea back out there. You get what I'm saying? So even if we do so, this company, man, let me know. I'm willing to put the work in on that end. But the time that I had to say bye to Felicia was actually my last year at Georgetown. You get what I'm saying? I had a little girlfriend. She was living with me at the time. It was my senior year. I think she was like a sophomore, junior. I think she was like a junior. I heard this word during the early part of the show, you was talking about toxic. And, it was crazy. And I won't just say it was just her. You get what I'm saying? I probably did some things to help unleash that toxic trait within her. You get what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people don't want to take ownership of that. But that was a time where, you get what I'm saying, I had to be focused. It was like I had like another semester left, had to knock on my workout. And at a certain point, it was becoming a hindrance on me. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my degree.
Yes.
I mean, I'm trying to have this relationship, but at a certain point, I had to make up my mind. I had to make up my decision. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't a long talk, but I actually had to stay after we graduated. I had to stay like a couple more months to finish up a class. And during that time, I didn't even have a house to live at. You get what I'm saying? So it was times where I was sleeping in my car out of the parking lot at Georgetown University. It's supposed to be the best time of my life where I'm supposed to have all these opportunities, but I'm battling this. And, you know, if you strong pride, you're not calling the home, you're not letting them know. And you get what I'm saying?
Right.
So that was definitely a time where the situation I had with the girl definitely wasn't serving me, and it was taken from her as well. So I had to sever those ties, and it's crazy because we broke up, and then I started doing comedy big time when I came back home. She ended up popping up to one of my comedy shows, man. I was down in D.C. So,
I can't get rid of this chick.
Yo, for real, so. That was crazy.
Oh, my goodness. But I need to stop right there because I don't want to take up too much time because my surprise guest is already called in.
Okay.
I want to thank you, Key Dollar, for being on the show. And, you know, my memory ain't always the best. So just holler at me, text me, and be like, boom. You know what I'm saying? I need to talk to you, you know, about, you know, whatever it is. And that way I can get back to you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. And I definitely appreciate this opportunity. And I appreciate the platform that you built and you build it. And anytime you want to chop it up, I mean, I'm just one phone call away as well, man. So I appreciate you for this time.
Yes. Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Keep doing what you do. You're getting better and better. And I just love it. I love comedy, period. You know, so I will be I'll be seeing you again.
All right.
Oh, how can people get in touch with you?
So if they want to find me, I'm on Instagram. I update pretty periodically up there every day. My Instagram is Key Dollar. That's KEEDOLLA. I also train kids and run my own college prep program. I got a page. I do this called Extra Yard. So, but Key Dollar is the comedy page, and Extra Yard is the college prep page. So either way, you can contact me. All right.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. And tell your son keep up the good work, too.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. That was Key Dollar out of New Haven, Connecticut. If you're having any shows, reach out to him to put him on so he can do his set. He is definitely on the move. I do have my surprise guest that is waiting very patiently. I am going to go to another music break, and I'm going to play a little bit of Get Gone by Ideal. That's a throwback. All right now?
Hell on, see, because I it hurts to hear me say all of these words. But then again, I guess by now I really don't care.
That was Ideal, and it's called Get Gone. That was a throwback. You are listening to Talk To Me Radio. This is Sheree Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough. I want to thank you for tuning in. Please share this show with someone, a friend or a few friends. Like I said, I'm not reading birthday shout-outs, but in any case, I do want to say if you would like to give to Diamonds in the Rough or myself, the information is up on the show page, the PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. If you'd like to buy my art or my books, that would be wonderful. Please go to www.finding the spirit in me.org, and you can see some of the art and some of the books. Read the descriptions if you like it. Contact me if you have a serious inquiry. I saw somebody call them with the hand raised. I do not take blind callers, but I do see that my second surprise guest has called in, so I'm going to plug her in right now. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear Hello? You. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if you was on the toilet taking a piss or what.
Let me tell you, right? I had you on mute because I was trying to run in the bedroom and lock the door to keep my granddaughter out. So you ain't hear herself screaming all over the place, girl. Y'all be like, oh, she abusing that baby in there. So that, I had you on mute, and then I forgot, so I had to run in here and take you off mute. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so good. I'm just joyful that, you know, I have two wonderful comedians on. Everyone, this is a surprise guest, Steph Jones. She was at Mika Jean's comedy show this past weekend, and me and her just hit it off outside before she even started her set. And
girl, I need you to understand that I'm sitting in my bedroom. I'm looking at my bag hanging up on the closet door like, you damn bag, you.
Oh, do you want to tell it, or should we just pass that by?
No, you can tell it, honey, because let me just tell you something, right? I get so many comments about that bag, right? So
yes.
You the only person that ever said what it looked like to you. I said, man, because, you know, I told you before, I was at a show. So let me tell y'all what happened, right? Let me break it down for you. I'm thinking I'm mad cute with my little sheen bag for $9.50.
Right.
And I'm standing there, and Sheree is sitting outside. You know, she's sitting there minding her business, getting her little, you know, minding her. And we all outside talking before the comedy show starts. And she's like, oh, you got a cute little bag. And I'm like, thank you. Now I'm really hyped, right? Because, you know, she going to tell me. So let me describe the bag to you guys. It's the cutest little bag. Well, it was.
You got to describe
it. Was. And it is entirely made of ropes, right? So it's just like ropes, back and forth, back and forth. The handle is a rope. The whole thing is a rope, right? So when I tell you she threw me the bag with soup, I was like, well, thank you. And I said, you know, a lot of people give me so many compliments. She said, well, I don't really know how cute it is because it reminds me of a noose. Child. I can't even look at the bag. The same way. I'm telling you, I'm gonna take a picture, girl. I'm gonna send you the picture of the bag so you can put it up there.
Okay. But then when I saw your jeans yeah. had that, I don't know what you call them.
The little fringes on the side.
They look like cowboy, huh? They look like cowboy yeah. jeans. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, I get it now. You got the whole cowgirl thing set up. So then I understood the rope. I'm like,
oh, no, girl. Let me tell you though. I have never heard my bag described like that, and I've been carrying this little bag around. But, girl, let me tell you something. When I tell you, because, you know, we have our days and we get up, we go down. All I'm telling you, for the past
right.
2 days, I think about our conversation, and I just crack up, and I can't thank you enough. Let me tell you something. Every time I carry that bag, I'm going to crack up. So, yeah, that's how we met, girl.
Yes, that's how we met.
But we had a lot of
you
fun.
You know me, there. I just say what comes to mind usually. It's hard to hold it back.
Oh, it was. I said, well, look at this one here. She's one of the comedians. Ain't nobody tell. I ain't never met her before. What show she been on?
Well, actually, I do. Yeah, I do comedy. I've been doing it for many years, since around 2002. But when I was writing plays and directing, I was started off with a grandmother act. And that's how I started with the comedy. You know, she called Mother Me Got Now. Yeah, so I got different characters. Some I ain't put out there yet, but it's coming. Mika Jean was supposed to be managing me last year, but I did a show with her for my old pastor, mm-hmm. Apostle Dinsmore, and you know, a show for Jackson. I opened up for one of them. So
really?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh my God. That is amazing.
Yep.
Now, I am impressed. Look at that.
So it's, but look, I love comedy mm-hmm. anyway, even if I wasn't doing mm-hmm. it. So it's like since last year, I have been meeting so many comedians, you know, and I already had people on, you know, over the years, long time ago, like Gerald Kelly, J.P. Justice, you know, Drew Frazier, and you know, a lot of other different people. So, I just love it.
I opened for Gerald Kelly a couple of times recently. We have become very good friends during my comedy career.
That's good.
I love him to death. Yes.
Yes.
I actually, one of my very first shows, I opened up when Drew Frazier was hosting. I actually just did a show with Drew Frazier not too long ago.
For real?
Okay. Yes. Oh, my God. And the funny thing is, I'm researching, you know, girl, I'm looking on your stuff and everything, and I'm like amazed. And then I saw you have somebody
wow.
I grew up with, OC, the bus driver. So I'm like, oh,
yes.
Man,
yes, I just had him
so
on recently.
Yes. Yep. Very nice.
He was funny
very
as
nice.
I don't know what, but he also gave
nice.
A lot of knowledge. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, we talk a lot.
He was,
I admire him. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And you know, it was funny because he was like, you didn't tell me that I can't curse. I did put it in a text, actually. I looked back and saw it, but he must have forgot or did
Ooh.
Not read it. But it was
mm-hmm.
okay, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, I just try to tell people, don't go overboard, you know, just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, but be yourself, you know, like we talking now. How did you get in the game?
I got fired.
Okay.
Job.
Wow.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to give... Isn't that something? I won't give them any accolades because it's an extremely well-known healthcare entity. And
okay.
I worked for them for 30 years. They did me dirty.
Dang.
I had to fight back. And, you know, I was vindicated in the whole situation. But I remember speaking with the arbitrator. And he was like, you know, going back is kind of like chewing on broken glass. Like, do you really want to be, you know, in an environment where they're basically, you're not, they're going to come for you again, you know. So I won the case.
You're not wanted,
you know,
or they're going to try to set
exactly.
you up, whatever.
And girl, I'm after flip. So beat up a whole bunch of people. So
okay.
I took my winnings, my backpack, and I moved on. But I was in school for nursing. And
okay.
I was in a class. I'll never forget. I was in an ASL class because I had to take an elective. So I took a sign language. And there was
okay.
a young girl, and there was a girl in the class. Let me tell you something. I will say her name till a cow come home. Sierra was her name. And she kept saying, you are just so funny. You are just so funny. You should go into comedy. You are so. And I'm like, well, I'm bored. I ain't got no job. I might as well do something with my free time. And
mm-hmm.
I took a comedy class, and literally that was the beginning of one door closed and another one opened. So I will thank her to the day
wow.
I got named Sierra. So that's how it all happened. It's a lot in between, but that's the gist. That's the meat and potatoes of the story.
Of the story. Okay, got you. That
yeah.
is something.
So
you know, because
yeah.
like they say, when God closes one door, He opens another. And
yeah.
I'm sure you love doing the comedy, you know, more than working
mm-hmm.
that job that you probably were stressed out in anyway.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know, so what are your plans with comedy? What do you want to do? What is your ideal goal?
So ever since I was little, I always wanted to do something with making people laugh, and I knew that. Even when I worked in healthcare, like, I was a facilitator. In any department I worked in, like, I used to teach a class on patient care, but everything was funny. Like, people would just sign up for my class because we used to just laugh, and we had such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I always said I used to lay down and I used to watch TV at night, and I used to always want to be on Saturday Night Live. And I don't know if anybody remember Johnny Carson. I remember I used to watch Johnny Carson at night when I used to sleep.
I remember
stay
that.
Up. And I, yep. I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to be like, you know, on radio. I want to like maybe host a radio show like Hot 97. You know, things like of that nature. I've always wanted to.
Yes.
To do that, so that would
right.
that would be a goal of mine. Either like to be on Saturday Night Live, to be on a show, you know, a Netflix special. Girl, I take a roll.
I only watched that show SNL when Eddie Murphy was on.
Yeah,
because he made that show.
He really did. Mr. Rogers' name.
You know what I'm saying?
Girl, I'll never forget it.
Yes, it's like
okay.
I still think about exactly. So that's what got me interested. Once he stopped, I stopped watching the show. Seriously.
Yes, and it's
funny
because I don't even watch it now anymore. Because back in the day, it's when it was really with John Belushi and all it all,
yes.
Gilda Radner. That's when it was like funny to me.
Yep, absolutely,
mm-hmm,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I believe in you. There's nothing you know you can't do. If that's your goal and your dream, you continue to strive for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just do the daggone thing. I mean, because we only got one life to live, and I feel
that's
that
it.
When people get locked into a job and then hate that job. And live a miserable life for the rest of their life in and out of his job. You can't do nothing else. Most of the time, people got kids and families. It's hard to fit in. Is doing a business from the ground floor up.
Yeah.
Once you get home from work, you know. And if it wasn't for me, you know, being laid off from teaching in the public schools, I might have not had the chance to start Diamonds in the Rough.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I got back into it because the hours were good, so you get out early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on my stuff every day,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I did for years. You know what I'm saying? Whether I had a job or not, you know, I don't have no kids, you know, so, you know, that's the benefit of not, you know, having kids of your own because
you
can
devote. There's a lot more benefits to it, but go ahead, we won't name them all. But there's a lot more benefits when I have no kids. So maybe. I'm going to be on this show for the whole duration if we start talking about that.
Yeah, so tell me, what was your most memorable experience doing comedy?
My most memorable experience.
Good or bad?
So you know what? Knock on wood. Let me tell you something, because God is good. Because I was just talking about this with somebody. I have not had a bad experience yet. I haven't bombed. God's got knock on wood, girl. I haven't.
Right.
I haven't had. Like I said, the day that happens, let me tell you something, girl. I might pass out and fall on the floor and cry because it has not happened to me. And I'm just praying, you know, like this is what, you know, God is my, you know, that I just stay on the right track.
Right.
I haven't. So very bad experiences, I really haven't had. I can't complain. Even, you know, it's funny, even if something isn't favorable, we always find a way to make the best. So it's, especially when you're with a bunch of other comics, you find the funny in everything.
Yes.
So I haven't had I haven't really had bad experiences. I have had,
right,
like, things that have been a nuisance, you know, or people that have been a nuisance, but I haven't really had any bad experiences, and I have to thank God for that.
Okay, what about backstage?
If I have it, it wasn't that bad that I could just quote off the top of my head.
Right, right.
The best time. Yeah. The best time when I was just recently offered my own. I have my own room once a month, and it's with the producer and the rapper Red Cafe.
I don't know.
Heard of him? He writes a lot for Fabulous, the rapper.
Who?
Fabulous.
Okay. Okay,
so,
fabulous,
So he's his producer and his writer. His name is Red Cafe. He has a nightclub in Astoria, and I think that's one of my most proudest moments because I got to host my room, and he's a great person to work with aside from his cousin, Keith Henry. So, like, that's one of my most memorable moments, like that right there, because they had a lot of faith in me, and the room was kind of put on a halt for a little while because Red Cafe was on tour, but he's back now.
Okay.
So we're going to start the room back up again. But I think those are one of my most memorable. Plus, all the comics I've met, you know what I mean? Like working with Gerald Kelly, working with Drew Frazier, working with J. Anthony Brown, another comic and I, we opened for him. Well, she hosted and I opened. The J. Anthony Brown from Assisted Living.
So
the people that I've met along my journey and, like, the comics that I've become very, very, very good friends with that have my back and, you know, give me my pep talks and, you know, we lift each other up. I think those are the best things that have come out of it so far.
Right, Right. And all of y'all were good. I mean, the first comedian that came up, he, you know, he didn't really do nothing for me. But you never know, in a year's time, he could be the bomb. I mean, so, but everybody was good. You know, Misconduct always that
Aldo
crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And I, let me tell you something. I met her, girl. Let me tell y'all missed it. Whoever's listening, if you missed it, because let me tell you something. I even had to give her a hug. She was so funny.
Yeah.
So I met her in the Bronx. I did a room with another comic that's a very good friend of mine, Marcus Banks. And
okay.
That's how I met her and Mika. That's how I met them.
Yeah,
and,
Mika.
Mika, yeah.
Go ahead, finish what you're saying. We get on Mika next.
Oh, no, I'm saying, they were so funny, and that's how I met them. And that's like
okay.
I said, the circle and the people that I encounter. But yeah, so and Aldo, I worked with him. I work with him a lot. And Joe Show, that was the first time I worked with him. So
he's been on my show too.
It was a good night. It was a very good night. I truly enjoyed myself.
Yes, absolutely. But the one who had me falling out the seat, where I almost couldn't breathe, was that Aldo guy. I'm telling you. I said, you know what, I ain't going to act crazy tonight. I said, because, first of all, I am in a lot of pain, and I'm trying to hide it and mask it, and I'm having a good time. I said, but at the same time, he had me, I didn't even realize he was asking me something, because I was trying to catch my breath from his jokes being so stupid.
He is so. We just did a. I was at a little in Long Island. It was like a fundraiser for like the school board, and some people were running for the board, and they had like a little comedy show, and he was part of the comic. And I went to go support him because he was there. He's just one of the funniest people I know. He is extreme, and he's such a sweet person. Like he's a really nice, like genuinely nice person.
That's a good thing, you know, because sometimes it's so annoying to interview people, whether they're comedians or not, whose heads are swole. They're not even national yet, you know. Some of them ain't even regional, but in their mind.
You stay humble, because God can humble you quick. Oh, my God. God can humble you so quickly. So you always tell people, stay in your lane.
Right. For real.
Yes.
Oh my God. But I always support Jackson and Mika because, you know what I'm saying, they're local. I can get to them, you know, because they support Bridgeport. They're from Bridgeport. They have a lot of shows here in Bridgeport, you know. I try to support them any chance that I'm able to get. You know, I didn't bug out that crazy. I said, I better stop doing that because when it's my chance to get up there, I said, if somebody had crazy in the audience, I'm going to have to go in.
And I think you will. I think you can.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, Mika's hosting a show that my girlfriend Kim is giving, a private party. A bunch of comedians are going to be there. Kim wants me to do comedy. So I told her I will. I'll do my ghetto girl, Charmaine. And,
I need an invite.
Okay. Best thing to do?
I told you all I have talk of tendencies. Don't play with me. I'll find you, and I'll be right outside with my nose stuck up against the glass.
Call Mika
okay.
And ask her about it because I can't invite nobody being that it's private.
You tell her I'm your customer.
I'm gonna call her. And I know that if she knows, she would definitely say yeah. So I don't know how many comedians though she has on the set. you know, for the night.
Like to perform,
so
I just would like to be there.
Yeah, okay, well, you know what? I will definitely try to get in touch with Kim myself then. I know Mika's
okay.
emceeing it. Mika's the
okay.
one hosting it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I would
yeah,
love to just
so,
attend, like, just to be there.
Okay, no doubt. I will mm-hmm. definitely contact her and see what's up. That's an awesome.
Yeah, I'm not a stage hog. Don't worry. I'm not a flicking girl. I just love to be in the atmosphere. Put me in the atmosphere.
Right. That's
me
too. I didn't intend to do nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't intend
to.
I just wanted to enjoy myself.
There you go.
But I do got to ask you, Steph, before
yes.
we close out, the topic
okay.
is by Felicia,
oh,
ending
yeah.
bad
mm-hmm.
relationships.
Right.
How do you feel about that, or what has been your experience?
Well, only because I found Jesus. Perspectives on that changed. But back in the day, I could tell you, oh, I didn't. Breaking up with me was not easy. I was girl. Breaking up with me was not easy. So I believe I was listening to you before. I got on, and you were, you know, quoting the part, you know,
scriptures.
From the Bible, which is, yeah, scripture.
Yeah.
That's what they call that, scripture. And
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, because so it's so funny, because I actually, I was a very big part of my church. I go to Mount Moriah out here in Queens.
Okay.
And
okay.
For the past couple of years, like maybe 10 years, that's when I really started to get into church, and I was doing praise dance, and I was a greeter, and I even when that incident happened with where I was working in healthcare, and when I lost my job, they hired me as an administrative assistant. So
right.
I was working really hard on getting to know the word and how to apply it to my life. And
right.
I remember my pastor saying, "We take the parts of the scriptures that we like." Right? But the whole Bible applies
mm-hmm.
to us. And we only use the ones that we like. And, right? Girl?
Yes, because some can be hard. Like I was saying about vengeance is mine. My great-grandmother used to tell me that all the time because, you know, I started off a lover. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, as time went, you know, I was young. You know, I had to defend myself. Girls were always coming at me. I'm talking about kindergarten up.
Yeah.
So I had no choice but to learn to fight and defend myself. So became my nature. You know, both my parents are fighters, you know, so I had to do what I had to do.
And
you know,
and
I'm not proud of it.
I mean, they encourage, no. But it's
exactly.
survival. It's the way it is. Let me explain something to you. You see how light I am, girl? I told you my father's white, my mother black. I grew up on 145th Street in Harlem until we moved to Queens. Girl, every day, all my life, I had to fight, baby. I'm telling you. And it
exactly.
was. That's girl. That's all I knew. And that's what I, girl. So.
Yeah,
that was it for me. That all I knew was how to fight. I just knew how to fight, whether it was verbally, physically, you know, whatever it was. Everything was a fight, and so it was breaking up with me, girl. Breaking up with me was a fight. You wasn't getting out of this one.
Yes,
but,
it was.
But,
I ain't gonna lie either. I ain't gonna lie.
I remember. I think two of the most violent breakups I was involved in. Two exes I had. One of them was from Harlem, and the other one was from Queens. Before I settled down, but it was bad. It was like I sat outside of MF's house, his apartment. His grandmother came to the door and was like, "Could you please leave? Cause we gotta get it. We gotta listen. We need to leave the apartment. Ain't nobody going nowhere, Grandma." Gang, whatever they call us, gang, Jammy, ain't nobody going nowhere. No, seriously.
Mimi, Mama,
girl. Well, yeah, whatever you,
Gigi.
Whatever they ain't nobody leaving this apartment. So,
all right.
Do. girl.
Woo, goodness.
I was saying, I looked at my group. Cause let me tell you something. One of my best friends, her name is Stephanie, too. We worked at Mount Sinai Hospital. She was sitting with me, and she was like, oh, well, I guess we're just going to go to work from here in the morning. Like that. She was my ride or die that day. Like, let me tell you something. Honey. And then finally, I think about maybe 4 hours of sitting outside his door, I was like, you know what? This ain't even worth it. You know, I really wanted to put my, I just couldn't. So I said,
right.
You know what, we left. But I made his life of hell for a couple of more weeks, and then, you know, I got over it.
Right.
Like, yeah, girl, but
right.
Honey. Uh-uh. So,
how do you feel now? Like, you know, what has changed in you?
Church. My pastor, Pastor Lowe, I have to give him a big shout out because he changed my life. He helped me learn so much. And I will say that I truly believe, and this goes for whether you're in a serious, you know, a marriage, if you're in a serious relationship, you're just starting out.
Right.
He opened my eyes to the things that we don't think about, because most of the times it's all about lust and who you're attracted to.
Yep.
And
yep. Right.
I looked up being equally yoked.
Equally yoked.
And
there you go.
People don't realize just how important that is, because you gotta raise your kids with this person. You have to build a life with this person. And if you two are not on the same page, if your thoughts and perspectives are not aligned, all hell breaks loose, literally.
Yes.
And it's sad when people start seeing that too late, you know. I mean, it's never too late.
Right.
But when, even if you're married and you've been investing all your time and these years with people, you evolve, you grow, and you may outgrow. And, or, you know, as you're as you're trying to grow, if the other person isn't trying to grow with you, it makes it harder. But I believe if you paid attention, or sometimes if you put that in, I learned these things very late in life, but truly believe you have to be equally yoked. You have to have something in common, because let me tell you, girl, it just goes left if you're not.
It's not easy being in a relationship anyway, because you know, you have good times, you have bad times, you have in between times. And the longer the relationship, you know, you have to learn not just how to live with each other, but how to uplift each other, how to encourage and inspire and pray for each other. And the man should be the head of the household in the aspect of he should be the one covering his family spiritually. Yeah. And I had to learn that, and how to submit. You don't just submit to any old body. You submit to your husband. And if you're in a marriage, you submit to your husband as he submits to Christ. See, that's the part people leave out. If he ain't submitting to Christ, I ain't got to submit to him.
Yeah.
So
anything
he tell me that sound, that sound crazy, you ain't got to do that.
Yeah. Like I said, I'll never forget. I was in a class or something, and they were asking about something, and I was like, in a relationship, I don't mind the man being the leader. I don't mind the man being the man, because I'm an alpha female, so you got to be an alpha male.
Right.
So, but like I said, I'll follow, and if you lead, but honey, I need to know that you know where you're going.
Exactly.
You can't be leading me down any old, you know what I'm saying? So I need to know you know where we're going.
Right.
I can't just be following any old way.
For real. That's
like,
why it says in Amos 3:3, do two walk together unless they have agreed to meet? If you're going to go somewhere with somebody, you got to know where they're going. Like
Exactly.
What's the destination?
And that's what I think, you know, it's younger people. For me, I didn't have that upbringing. I didn't have, like we both said, we didn't have that. And I my mother was, you know, she was out there. She was about that. Like my aunt, you know.
Right.
Like, you don't have that, you know, and my grandmother was the backbone, but she got tired after a while. So it's like, how do you build when you didn't even have a solid foundation in the first place? So it's like,
right.
When do you take the responsibility to not now? Because I always tell people, I hate when I hear people say they 30, 40 years old. Well, my mother didn't do this. Well, when are you going to get over it? Like, when are you going to start to take accountability now for your actions? You can't keep blaming your mother, your father, this person didn't do right by you.
Because that person wasn't equipped.
Exactly. Yep. They only know what they know. You know what I'm saying? I had to forgive my mother for so many things, so many times, because like I said, my mother was a product of her mother my mother did the best she could with what she had and what she knew. So, you know, those are the things I always try to say. And I just had a conversation with my daughter today. I was like, do not. The things you claim that I didn't do properly raising you, because I have a granddaughter now, don't do that with her. You know what I'm saying? You got to start to begin
right.
to learn from the mistakes. You can't constantly always blame somebody. So
learn from
know.
The mistakes. And that's what
exactly.
I had to do the same thing, girl. It's a process. It's a process,
yes,
you know.
It is. But you got to be serious about
it. I'm
52
years old. I ain't jumping out of bushes and busting nobody's car up or trying to go to jail for whooping somebody's tail. I mean, come on, that's crazy,
girl. And look, and the thing
them
is,
days
what,
are over.
But I gotta listen. I'm listening to this. L4, L5. I cannot be fighting the street and ain't got to fight for my life.
Me too.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, and I'm clumsy.
Word, that's the problem. That's why I got
day.
This way. Okay. That's probably how we got this way. All the fighting
exactly.
and stuff and oh my God! And my car accident, the trucks accidents I've been in,
oh,
everything. Riding horses. I mean, who knows where this came from? You know. But one
for
thing
real.
I do know, like you said, ain't nobody got time for that at this stage of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
why we have to learn to not accept toxic people in relationships. And like you said, know what you want. Know who you are.
Yep.
You know, how can you be with somebody and you don't even know who you are? How you going to ask
exactly.
them who they is and you don't know who you are?
Mm-hmm. No, for real. And we learn too late in life how to begin to discover who we are. Like, you know what I'm saying? I learned so late. When I began going to church, because I knew I needed to go to church. My soul was searching. And when I found
right,
my church,
right.
I was like, this is it, you know. But like I said, I can't be going to church and then my partner's not going to church. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying,
right.
like you said, I'm learning what I'm learning and I'm seeing what I'm seeing. But now if we butt heads over the word or what I'm trying to imply or I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to build a structure. But if you're not trying to help
yes.
me, now we also have an issue, because if I'm going to church every Sunday, I expect you to be going to church every Sunday. If I'm involved in the
that's
church,
right.
I expect you to be. You know what I mean? So you can't. Allow
God to heal you.
Mm-hmm.
Allow the Lord
mm-hmm.
to heal you, because, you know, you go so you can have fellowship, so you can be around people who are trying to striving for the same goal as you. That's to make it to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, supposed to inspire or uplift each other and love
mm-hmm.
on each other. And, you know, because people are hurting from something when they first
yep.
get to the church. I've been in church all my life. So it was like
mm-hmm.
after a while I just became numb. And,
yeah.
you know, with all the travesties and traumas and going through, it just wears you
yeah.
down. It's like, come on, when will this end? I'm too
yeah.
old to keep, you know, to be having this happen and that happen and
yeah.
trying to be strong for everybody else and don't know how to be strong for myself. It's time for me to heal. Yes.
Yep.
And,
yep.
and get my healing on, get my love on for myself.
Yep. For
you
myself,
know,
get my mind
and,
right, get my spirit right.
Right. Exactly. So, you
journey,
know, that's
girl.
So true. It is a journey. But you got to stop there. It was so good talking to you.
Oh,
I just want to know.
I had such a wonderful time speaking with you.
Thank you. You better stay in touch with me, too. I ain't playing.
I am, girl. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm Chucky. We are now friends to the end, girl. Stop playing.
Okay.
All right. You better not play when you get my face pressed up against the window at that party. You're going to be like, God damn,
I'm going to reach out to her.
Thank you.
In any case, are you going to be performing anywhere anytime soon that people can go to, get tickets?
I have a really big show August 5th. That's out here in South Jamaica, Queens, for our community.
Did you
we
say August
5th? Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's the day of the event.
No.
I ain't lying.
Let me make sure, girl, because you know I be having my days all confused. Honey, hold on. I believe it.
Yeah, make sure. Okay,
on,
so
baby.
go ahead.
I think it is August 5th. Let me see. It's with Smokey Suarez.
Wow.
Yeah, it is August 5th, but it's a daytime event. It's not a late event. So let's stop playing with me. I can't make it. Stop playing.
Okay.
So
I got to find out the exact time because I know this start early afternoon in the backyard.
I do have a show. Like I said, let me tell you something. I'm not playing. I'll find my way there. I'll break out.
Okay.
My show is over. I have a show tomorrow night in Brooklyn. At Eastville Comedy. I have a show at Governor's Comedy Club. It's an all-white comedy club. I haven't done that before, so we're going to see how that goes. I have a few things, but you can see all of my flyers, all my shows and dates on my Instagram, which is Steph, STEPHJONEZZ. And all my shows.
J-O-N-E-Z?
Z-Z. Yeah, I don't spell it Jones like the real Jones. I spell it Jones, J-O-N-E-Z.
Oh, Z-Z.
Yes.
Okay. That's why I couldn't find you on Facebook.
yes. Girl, everybody thinks she's with the
S. Z-Z.
No, ain't even my name,
okay.
Girl. Yeah, Z-Z.
Okay.
So, but all my stuff is there, all my flyers, all my dates. Yes. So thank you so much. And you can always have me back,
sweetie.
Girl. You know, I love to talk.
Yes. And I'm so happy you were able to do it. It was a last minute thing. You filled in and you said, yeah, I could do it. And you kept your word. And I love that. I love people that can stand by their word. It really makes it so much easier to do this show. Thank you. And you have a beautiful night.
You
and we're
going to
be in touch. Yes.
Yes, we will.
All right,
good
then. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. There you have it. That was Steph Jones with a ZZ and not an S at the end. So you can look her up. I am going to put her name up on the show page. She was the surprise guest for today. God is good. I will be resuming this show on August the 14th, I believe. So stay tuned. There will not be any shows in July. That is the month I'm taking my break. In any case, God is good. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tell somebody about this show. My name is Minister Sheree Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough. This is Talk to Me Radio, and I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Heard It All Before. Actually, I'm not taking us out with that. I'm going to play Heard It All Before, come back, and go over one more scripture, the salvation prayer, and then we're going to close out, and I'm going to read the guests that have been on this past 13 years. Of course, not all of them, but some. And so this is Sunshine Anderson, Heard It All Before.
Baby, let me explain to you, I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't
want
to see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door.
Baby,
ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby.
Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there. Where you came from. Day to day with you is always something else. Working my nerve. God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you. For you to come at me with another lame excuse. See, I
there you have it. That was Sunshine Anderson, Heard It All Before. That was like my anthem back in 2001. Oh, my God. But anyway, I'm going to get into the salvation prayer for anybody that may be interested. This is coming out of New Living Translation, Romans 10, 9 through 11. If you openly declare that Jesus is the Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. And that's for people who would like to give their heart and life over to God, that you're striving to do better and reach heaven. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to have trials, tribulations, or have mistakes. You know, those things are going to happen. But there is a person that you can call on, and that is the Heavenly Father. And so you could do that, you know, in the presence of someone that may be a Christian, a pastor or minister or someone. and, you know, believe it in your heart, and you just work and go towards that goal, you know. And I'm going to tell you straight up, when I first, well, not when I first gave my life to Christ, I was nine. I didn't understand basically anything. But once I was in my early 30s and I rededicated myself for maybe the 15th time, I don't know, and I gave my heart back to God again, you know, I thought it was going to be easy peasy, you know, but it wasn't. You know, many are the afflictions of the righteous. And so I know that once you go from, you know, reaching one area of a level that God wants you to be on to another and to another to help your faith grow and to be called into whatever God is calling you into, you know, working for Him to win souls to Christ, it doesn't get easier. The ones who have an anointing and a calling on their life, but God is the author and finisher, and He has the last say. And so, you know, I've had a hard time trusting in God over the years, and more I grow in Him, the better it gets. So, of course, my faith is not going to be what it was at 9 years old, you know. And so, you know, you can do that. And I'm going to read my past guests. I do want to play another song for you guys. Because it takes a while to put these songs together. And I'm going to play a little bit of Last Night a DJ Saved My Life by In Deep. From the 70s, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life by In Deep. And I am going to read the guest. The streaming, live streaming on air will stop, but you can still listen to the entire show to the end. In any case, people who have graced this show have been DJ Juan Kuhn, Michael Dunham, Benita Brooks, Ernest Brown, Tamar Caldwell, Al Thomas, Melba Moore, CeCe Peniston, J.J. Harrison, Christopher Williams, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Doobie Powell, Curtis Blow, Stacey Ladislaw Jackson, Glenn Jones, D. Lucas, Yo-Yo, legendary rapper, Donnell Jones, Special Ed, Davey Lozano, Randy Young, Joe Show, Nick Kelly, Nick Agneto, The Green Violinist, Tony Red, Darren Cookie Moore, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner, Norman Tappan, Chris Clark, Mo Green, Monique Smith, Dre Romero, Spencer Camp, Cool Mike Ski, Wasan Jackson, Craig Kelly, A-Plus Hollywood, Tony Bird, King the Barber, Jonathan Du Bois Jr. and Sr., Ane Du Bois, Kim Mathis, Elder Jeanette Green Washington, Pastor Joseph Green, Avis Daniels, my mom, Andrea Daniels, my sister, Charles Fulton, Sebastian Trivi, LaVon Briggs, excuse me, Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Hope Flood, Howie Bell, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, J. Alexander, Gerald Kelly, FSW, Pastor Brown, Janice Dempsey, A. Curtis Farrell, Riff, Easy Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Judith Seeley, Darren Cookie Moore, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Tazell, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Misconduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, J. Trini Gorin, Coffee Gorin, Deborah Williams of Her Game 2, Don Nottingham of The Stylistics, Midnight, Marcia Sapp of New York, Carissa Dow, Violinist in New York, John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes of New York, Prophet Ramai Jubilani, Ashley Mondestin, Kier Guten, Pastor Arlene Henry, Maris Goldstone, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Damon Cook, Tia Swint, Satanya Ford, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers, Lauren G., Sheila McCoy, author M.L. Brooks, Odelia, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Lou Humphrey of BSE Recordings, Kent Barrett of WNHU, Jerry Green of WYBC, Rashawn Dixon of WYBC, Steve Wallace, Sierra Clark, Lyle Hassan Jones, Songbird, Dave Farrell of California, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Dwight Lamar of New York, Herb Boyd Jr., Tyrone Dunmore, Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, Big T, Lachey Nicole, Tamar Jerome Pierre, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore, Naja McKenzie, Najia Tree, Gloria Cummings, Darlene McGee, Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, Rodney Bethia, Lynn Mosher, Darlene Addison, Chandra Shabazz, Carolyn Smith, Naja McKenzie, Kayla, Mr. Council, Nini Ali, Frankie Brady, Elder Savanda Gasky, Pamela Wright, Spencer Camp, Kaylin Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams of Blue Magic, Jazzy Matt, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Morrison, Bishop Ernest Richards, Michael Jones, Denzel Williams, Gina Blaze, Connie Johnson, Lamar Taylor, James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zachs, David Davis, Anthony E. Brown, Ernell Grant, Brian DeCauzy, Doremius Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Randolph, Asante M. Robinson, Johnny Lemon, Karina Fort, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Marie, Ebony with an X, Steve Wallace, CeCe Lee, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, that was with the reporting, the media that I do as well, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith, I think I said her name already. Other people I've interviewed with media has been Vicki Winans, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Donnie McClurkin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holliday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra, Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Crews, Mary Mary, Bobby Valentino, Deidrick Haddon, Nigel, Dr. Jell Dunkley, Janet Dawson of Atlanta, Velasquez Singers of New Jersey, Walter Armistead of New York, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green of New Jersey, Sammy Maximum, John the Apprentice, Tony Doc Hardy, Anthony Dullivan, Derek O.C. Reed, Marlon Baker, Pookie Williams, Kareem Blue, Katrina Atkinson, Black Sav, Lakeisha Henderson, Jonathan Edwards, and Angelique Jones, Priscilla Princess Jones, J. Ann Marie, Miss Jones, Steph Jones, with two Z's, and Key Dolla. Thank you so much for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio, and have a great, great summer. Happy birthday to everyone in the month of July. We resume August 14th, God willing. Bye-bye. I'm going to take us out with another song, and that's going to be Sugar Free by Ntoumi.